Can you explain how the process is supposed to work if we hear, for instance, about a family member or perhaps an entire family in a household testing positive, but they didn't get their positive results, of course, until after schools had closed? They'd come in contact with a bunch of people, maybe at school, in other places. How would officials trace their contacts, and how does the quarantine process work?
That's a good question. And again, everything has sort of changed since we have community spread here in North Carolina. Health departments are being instructed not to do that kind of contact tracing just because it's already widespread. So what I had mentioned earlier, that anybody who becomes sick should self-isolate, would apply in that situation. And everybody who's not sick yet should be sort of, but who is a contact should be like taking their temperature twice daily, paying attention to whether they're having symptoms of fever, and then develop respiratory symptoms. And then if so, that they would also self-isolate. And if they are ill enough, then they would be calling their provider for advice.
I still get confused about this because I do understand we're in the mitigation phase. But if there are people walking around who are carrying the virus but are asymptomatic, but because they're asymptomatic and don't know they have the virus, right, isn't that just helping it spread faster and instead of flattening the curve, doing the opposite?
Well, what you'd have to do to really use that strategy to try to prevent cases would be to test basically everybody. And on a regular basis, and then put patients on quarantine. We just don't have the resources to do that. In this community, for example, we don't even have a rapid test yet. We're waiting for a rapid on-site test. And as of just 3 days ago, the quickest we were getting test results was 5 or 6 days. Now we're down to 1 day. But it would be sort of a logistical nightmare at this phase of things to be testing everybody. It would be far better if we all assume that we might have it and be pay close attention to whether we're developing any symptoms. And if we develop symptoms, we automatically self-isolate.
Is there anything else, Dr. Kamitska, that we haven't talked about that you think we should?
It's hard to get this message out in terms of not panicking. I think that if we understand what we're supposed to do and we adhere to it, we will get the best results. And that means adhering to the social distancing part of things. Also, if we are sick with fever and lower respiratory symptoms, contacting our provider for advice. And, you know, that advice may be put on a mask and come on over to the hospital. But if we all do all those things, then I think that the number of people who would be severely affected by this from a health standpoint of view really can be mitigated.
Dr. Paul Kamitska, thanks so much for joining us today.
Sure, my pleasure.